This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Aaron Gillingham, Chief Human Resources Officer at Unity Point Health in West Des Moines, Iowa. Aaron, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, I know we've got a lot to talk about. There's so much happening in the healthcare space and a lot to be really excited about. But before we dive into my questions, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I've been supporting human resources in various organizations during my career of more than 25 years. I've been the CHRO here since October of last year. And prior to healthcare, I spent almost all of my career in for-profit organizations in retail and financial services. I was actually able to move into healthcare back in 2013 when I moved into a health system in Iowa, and then later became the CHRO in a health system in the Detroit area for about 4 years before joining Unity Point Health here last October.
Wow, that's amazing to think about your career journey going from the other industries, jumping into healthcare, and then really having experience at a few different health systems. And since you've been joined Unity Point, what have been some of the things you've done that you're most proud of or feel like have had the biggest impact?
Well, Unity Point is an organization that, for many years has been operating almost as sort of a federation of independent states, if you will. And one of the things that we've been focusing on very significantly over the 8 months that I've been here is really beginning to operate as an integrated health system. And so the things that we've been focusing on across human resources have been really focusing on reducing variation, driving efficiencies, beginning to operationalize things across the entire enterprise. And so those are the areas that I've been spending a lot of my time on.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. And it's really great to hear. And from your perspective, when you think about that type of integration, making sure that you're operating as a whole health system, while at the same time, I'm sure taking the opportunity to do some transformation of the HR processes and modernization, what does that really look like? How are you able to do that and be effective with it, especially as we're in kind of the unique times that we're here in today after 2 years of the pandemic?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one of the best things to start with is really focusing on culture. And culture is one of those things here at Unity Point Health that I would say is a differentiator. It's our secret sauce here. And so when you start with an organization that has a really strong culture, a culture of really can-do attitude and across our clinicians and our team members, really wanting to step in and help the patients and their families. So starting there is a great place to move from. Looking across the organization, we're really focused on, building our centers of expertise and the capability and capacity of those organizations. And we're doing that by taking processes that work best in each of those individual regions and then taking those and exploiting them organization-wide. So this is not about reinventing the entire organization. This is about taking the things that we're doing well across all of our regions and then making sure that we are, really driving efficiency.
That makes a lot of sense. It's really helpful. And when you think about that opportunity to drive efficiencies and really optimize the processes, the workflows, and everything that goes into the HR processes for Unity Point Health, what is are you looking at? Is it technology? Is it automation? How is the workforce changing?
Sure. Well, technology is certainly one component, but it's not the only component. We're focused on really driving efficiencies and improving processes across all of the centers of expertise within human resources, whether that be talent management or total rewards. We've just recently introduced our new DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion function across the organization, but it's also other areas like our HR shared services organization, our team member health, and then of course, making sure that our HR business partners are there really to help drive all of those centers of expertise in the right direction by implementing those programs.
Got it. That makes so much sense and is helpful to know. Now, you mentioned your DEI program. Could you tell me a little bit more about that and expand on some of the things that you're doing really to drive change and make sure that that's part of the overall culture at Unity Point Health?
Sure, be happy to. While our new Chief Diversity Officer position is new to the organization, we have been working on DEI across the organization for many years. Each of our 9 different regions have their own diversity councils, which are led and within those individual regions. We have affinity groups that are located within each of the regions as well. And so what we're really focusing on now is bringing all of those things that we do well within the regions and then taking them across the entire enterprise. So we're focused right now on developing a 3-year strategic plan. We're also focused on developing an enterprise equity health council across the organization, focusing on supplier diversity as well. And then of course, within our own team members as well, enhancing where we stand from a DEI perspective.
Got it. That sounds amazing to hear. And obviously it's such important work to make sure the workforce is focused on those things and really is the right place to have a very diverse workforce. Now, I know one of the other things you mentioned is talking about advancing talent and the building a great culture there, culture being the secret sauce and the differentiator. How does Unity Point Health make sure that they're retaining the top talent and moving them through the organization?
Well, this is one of those real challenges that we have right now with the great resignation and everything that's going on there. We're starting to see that retention and engagement are actually becoming decoupled from one another, and that it's you can be engaged but not having an intent to stay in the organization. And so that creates real challenges for leaders and human resource folks to be able to ensure that they're focusing on the right areas. So when you start with engagement, there's a couple of areas that we're really focusing on. And those are things like referral behavior and your ability to be able to recruit people into the organization. You're able to get folks into the organization that want to come in for a position, perhaps stay for a career and learn and grow within in the organization as well. And so we're focused on really ensuring that you know, as folks come into the organization, that we're going through a great onboarding program, that we're getting them up to speed very quickly, that we're reevaluating and reconfiguring our entire performance management process to ensure that you know, folks are operating at their maximum capacity, and then you know, each year we're going in and looking at our engagement survey to understand how folks are feeling and really listening and making changes to what our team members are asking for.
That makes a lot of sense, you know, and it is helpful to hear. Are there any, I guess, trends right now, what people are really wanting or valuing within the workspace that might've been different from a few years ago?
Well, just within the last couple of years, we've started to see that our team members are asking for flexibility. They're asking for different types of pay programs. Within the flexibility area, you know, years ago, you know, nurses worked 12-hour shifts, and you know, with the the gig economy coming on, we're now starting to see you know, folks wanting additional flexibility, perhaps 8-hour shifts, 4-hour shifts, or being able to meet people where they're at. From a compensation perspective, we're starting to work on programs where we're needing to meet people where they're at. You know, a nurse who just graduated from college, you know, has different benefit needs than, let's say, a nurse who's 10 or 15 years into practice with, you know, children at home who need different types of benefit programs. And so we're really working on programs that meet individuals where they're at, as opposed to general blanket types of programs that you've seen in organizations in the past.
That's really interesting to hear. And it sounds like a great way to go about things. And speaking of the nurses, I know the nursing workforce and staffing is something that a lot of healthcare organizations are trying to figure out, trying to understand how to best function and serve the patients they need, while also kind of restructuring the way they're thinking about nursing and compensation and those kinds of things. So is there anything else that you're doing uniquely there that's been, you know, really helpful to create a nursing staff that is engaged and excited and wants to be part of the organization's long-term growth plans?
You know, I mentioned this earlier in the podcast, but one of the things that we've noticed from a referral perspective is that those that are referred to the organization, this just sort of makes sense, have a higher probability of staying with the organization. But we actually went into the data to understand this a little bit better. And those nurses that are referred to the organization by our team members, for first year turnover are have a retention rate above 90%. And for those individuals who actually referred nurses to the organization, so the referrees, if you will, their retention rate is above 90% as well. So one of the things that we've been working on this summer is really enhancing our referral programs, and we've doubled our referral bonuses for certain positions across the organization. And we've actually moved our nursing referral bonus from $3,500 to $5,000 for bedside RNs.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. You know, it sounds like it just really makes a lot of sense in terms of being able to build the culture that you want and have the people that you want really engage within the health system. Erin, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a fantastic discussion, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.